Picture this, a lovely green pasture full of California cows here to provide milk, cheese, and butter to a grateful state. But the state is concerned about your flatulence. Yes, cows are gassy. They stink, they draw flies. But now their flatulence is creating air pollution issues, according to the scientists. So picture those beautiful cows with bright pink backpacks on their shoulders with bags that fill with methane gas as they go through their day. That's happening to cows in Argentina. The National Institute for Agricultural Technology has created a system that collects methane gas from the cow's intestinal tract and stores it in a plastic bag. They collect an average of 300 liters, or about 80 gallons, of methane each day. It's gas that can be recycled and used to power farm operations or vehicles. Bagging methane gas may be a bit of a stretch for most cattlemen, but now the cow is the subject of a lot of study, and there's a lot of work going on to reduce their emissions. A 1,200-pound cow is expected to generate about 800 to 1,000 liters of methane a day, according to the environmental scientists. Much of it is discharged through its waste, which can be captured and recycled. But the cow itself remains a target. The White House wants the dairy industry to cut emissions by 25% by 2020. California wants to cut methane emissions to 40% by 2030. These levels won't be reached by recycling the manure alone. Growers will be expected to reduce flatulence at the source, under the tail of the cow. Some reduction may occur by dietary changes, but this would change the taste of the milk, perhaps, and the products and the meat, and that may not be acceptable to consumers. The dairy industry claims that the state is overstepping its authority with these new rules. The Milk Production Council has blasted the new regulations. They believe these changes put the future of the California dairy industry in grave danger. One thing is clear, science needs to find a real answer. If we really need to meet these tough new standards, I doubt a plastic backpack is going to do the trick. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.